The organization of work in the new factories corresponded to Tornit's demand for a precisely organized process from the sawmills via diverse bending stations to assembly and packaging. Men carried out the heavy work, lighter tasks were carried out by young assistants and women for half wages. The cane plating, which was particularly labor-intensive, was given a little later to home workers. The starting point for each chair component is a square timber, free of knots and cut in the direction of growth. On the turning lathe, it's either turned to produce a uniform thickness or using light compressions to produce round timber. Then it's placed in the steam oven and it's exposed to the hot steam for 1 to 2 hours, depending on the thickness. A strip of tin is placed on the future external surface of the piece to prevent splitting. Finally, the wood is bent in a cast iron mold. Apart from a few exceptions, the bending of the individual furniture components was done by hand. Only parts with a simple shape or with a large diameter, such as seat rings, rear bolsters, bottom frames or table legs, were bent by machine.